want to talk about some more news. And I see a news that you prepared here as far as NATO and Russia is concerned. The article says NATO is at the doors of Russia. It's a video which we received. And I want to comment on it. It's true. NATO is at the doors of Russia. Romania, Ukraine, Lithuania. NATO is America, okay? 90% of NATO is America, USA. So they are knocking at the doors of Russia and they say, we want to overpower you, want to put you under our feet. It seems like NATO took the initiative, is winning, but it's actually the opposite. From the prophecies, we understand that the truth will be different. NATO will lose, Russia will win. And I want to tell you even more prophetically this. I see. What does it mean, sfaldamento? Sorry. Separation. Separation within NATO. I want to tell you even prophetically that I see that NATO will fall apart. We see it last week already. Europe fell apart concerning one subject, UNESCO and the Wailing War. They were already divided. They were divided about it. They are divided because Renzi said no. England, Germany, France, the great heads of Europe, united, sanctions against Russia. And Renzi said, no, no, I say no sanctions against Russia. Renzi represents the end of the world empire. Rome still exists. Renzi represents the final pieces of the world empire. So Renzi, in a certain sense, is one of the last quotes, kings of Rome. So he is saying, no, we should not give sanctions to Russia. No more sanctions against Russia. Repubblica says it makes no sense to talk about sanctions against Russia. That's what Renzi said. England, Germany, France, Germany, France. They're also shining shoes to United States, France, shining shoes to the new world, old, everybody one hands together. They're saying Russia under us. But Renzi is saying, no, are you silly to do this? You want to start a nuclear war? Hey. No, no sanctions against Russia. So basically, the European Union was in division. That's why I think also NATO will be in division soon. I believe that the second war of the Antichrist, Europe will separate from the United States and will go after Russia. More and more and more nations are going after Russia. Philippines are going with China now, which China is going with Russia. The Philippine president gave a bunch of bad words against Obama. I don't even want to repeat what he said. Philippines is an important nation, and America is terrorized. It's a great American base abroad. And the Philippines are telling the United States, get out of, said a bunch of bad words against Obama. You son of beep. So America is losing everywhere. They see that the dollars don't work anymore. Philippines takes more money from China now than America. So politically, they go towards China. America is still dreaming of the American dream. America still thinks they are the queen of the world, but they became the prostitute of the world, as Revelation 17 and 18 calls it. This is what I wanted to ask. This is what I wanted to ask, Angela said. So you say this video says that NATO is at the doors of Russia, but the answer is basically Revelation 17 and 18. Let's read it. Revelation 17, 16. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, this shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Therefore, who is the prostitute? America. We know is the only nation that fits the picture. Who are the 10 horns? The 10 nations. Read Revelation 17, Daniel 7. The 10 horns are 10 nations. They will burn the whore. Who's the whore? Then America. Revelation 18, 5 through 8. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she set, filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, and so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Burned with what fire? In 1 hour. That means atomic war. I taught this in the Bible course. When God will pour the sixth vial of his wrath, Revelation 16, there was a great earthquake, and in that moment Babylon came to God's mind to give her what she deserves. Then Revelation 17 comes, destruction of America. Destruction of America preceded by an earthquake. The earthquake, the great city, America, will be divided in three. Revelation 16, America is divided in three. The great city divides in three. Such a great earthquake that divides United States in three. What will happen then? Such a great earthquake will reduce to zero all the electronical system of the United States. So the Antichrist is going to click the button, and all the submarines which are already in the oceans, the missiles will go to it and will destroy it. Then there were prophets who saw this. There were prophets who saw this destruction of America. Allen, A.A. Allen saw it, and other prophets saw it. They saw these missiles leaving the bases and destroying America. This is the sixth vial of the wrath of God. The sixth vial will be a great earthquake, and then America will be destroyed. The Antichrist with the 10 nations in 1 hour will destroy with fire in 1 hour America. How can you do it in 1 hour? By a surprise nuclear attack. Well, America became the new Nazi after they built the atomic bomb. They went to Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They wanted to try it out, so they tried it in Nagasaki. So basically America will reap what she sowed.
Capitalisti, egoisti.
America, a bunch of selfish people will reap what they sowed. So NATO, which is mostly America, so the article says NATO is at the doors of Russia. America soon will be left alone, okay? America will be soon left alone. the King of the North, the Antichrist, and the people of the North, Russia and so on, will destroy America. America will be left alone, and the King of the North, the Antichrist, and the people of the North, Russia and so on, will destroy America. So this is what this news is about. We're going to go to the next. So the next news, it says Russian Navy are surrounding Europe. Russian navies are crossing the British Channel. I don't think it's true. Russia is not surrounding Europe, okay? They are crossing the British Channel and they're going to Syria, but that's it. Russia is not surrounding anything. It's not surrounding Europe with their navy. They are just crossing the British Channel. They're going to Syria. America always wants to be more powerful. For example, in Cuba, they took over Guantanamo and so on. America is really the great prostitute. Besides the Coca-Cola and the hamburger, they are all a bunch of prostitutes, America. The Bible calls it the prostitute, the great whore. Russia simply, I'm going to analyze this news. Simply, Russia has lots of bases, military bases in Russia, and they don't want to lose it. That's why they send their navy there. It's America that surrounded Russia in Europe with their bases in Ukraine, in the Baltic Sea, in Ukraine and so on. Russia is not surrounding anything. It's just a lie of the philo-American newspapers. The Russians' message is very simple. They don't want the USA to take over Syria. Syria is their ally. And they don't want USA to take over Syria. That's the message that Russia gives. America was able to come and put their bases in Lithuania, in Poland, in Ukraine, in Romania. They put nuclear weapons a few meters away from Russia, and the Russians cannot send their navy to Syria. Why they cannot do that, the Russians? These newspapers turn the news up and down and want you to think what they want. Basically, the U.S. don't like this because they don't want competition. The U.S. doesn't want the Russian competition. That's why they're freaked out, because the Navy fleet, the Russian Navy fleet, crosses the British Channel towards Syria. That's why they're freaking out. They just don't want competition. Finish with this news. There is nothing else to say. These warships, it's a message to the U.S. telling them, you know what, the great voice is not yours. Why is Russia doing this? Because they don't like what America did right next to them. Russia saying, if we lose Syria, good night. Good night if we lose Syria to the United States. Then America will take all the Middle East. There is just Iran going to be left. You know, after Syria, Iran is going to come. They know. They went everywhere. Libya, Iraq, Syria. If it's Syria is going to fall, there's just Iran going to be left. Turkey is always up and down, on this side or on the other side. But Turkey is doing friendship with Russia lately. Let's be careful with that, because the wind is in the favor of Russia lately, because the Antichrist is going to come from there. The last news from La Stampa, which says the United States, they were under a hacker attack, which made the internet knock out for quite a while. And they took out of use PayPal, eBay, and Twitter. So the U.S. was under a hacker attack. This is from La Stampa, point it. You never know this news if they are real or not. These hackers that they gave knockout to the internet, PayPal and eBay and so on, did it really happen? For sure, Russia and China, they do hackings, for sure. They do cyber war, for sure they do it. I'm sure that they do it. Also, in the same date appeared the news that the Chinese have made a hacker attack on the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan to steal information on military maneuvers. You're actually believing this news? I'm not sure. Are you sure that the Chinese made a hacker attack on the U.S. aircraft carrier? Are you sure that the Chinese could do this? I think it's a CIA setup. They announced that they will attack cybernetically Russia. So they basically, I think they're staging a false flag here. I don't think in this elections time that the Chinese would do this, make this hacker attack on the U.S. aircraft carrier. I don't believe this news. You think the Russians are so silly? I think it's all propaganda for the American public. CIA commits crimes and they try to blame it on its enemies. They try to blame it on its enemies. How did it happen? Vietnam? On the false flag. The false attack on the Tonkino Gulf. That's how the Vietnam war started. Okay? So I don't think that this news is right. And if it is right, it's just a false. I don't think that this news is correct. They are just preparing the American people for when they will do it seriously against the Russia's. And it's the same strategy like I told you that they did it in Vietnam. The Americans always do this. Also in Italy it happened. They put bombs in Bologna and then they discovered that it was the Americans putting it. It was during the Red Brigade's times. And they wanted people to be afraid. And that's why they put the bomb. That's why they put the bomb, so they can put fear into people. So then the Italians will vote for the Democrats, not for the communists, because they were putting bombs into the banks and in squares, so the people will be afraid and think the communists did it, and then they would go vote for the capitalists and for the Democrats. It was CIA that put the bomb. These little devils, that's how they work. So you're actually telling me that the Chinese made a hacker attack on the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan? I don't believe it. I think this is just false news to justify afterwards USA attacking in a hacker war against Russia. It's really true that America is the mother of the prostitutes. It's really true America is the prostitute, the whore. That's where the spirit of the time is. The end time spirit is there. This is the spirit of the end time. Babylon, the prostitute. We must close the message now, the program of the day. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We're going to close here with a greeting. Dearest brethren, God bless you and we love you. We thank you for everything. Hallelujah. If they close the internet, come in South America. If you don't have money, go to a guy, to a ship, talk to the captain and say, I'm going to wash dishes on the ship, bring me to South America and make your way here. We love you. God bless you. Oh, a big hug and a kiss to all of you. And we want to thank and bless all of you who want to send voluntarily tithes and offerings. God bless you. If you cannot send donations, it's not a problem. You can use all our materials for free. May God bless you in your walk with the Lord. God bless you. We love you. A hug to all of you. Big hug to all of you.